This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Here we have to give a hakdama because we're dealing with a new type of hatsola from tumah. The whole airspace in a tanur or in the oil of a maize fills up, and anything that's inside becomes tummy with that tumah. However, the same way we learned now that tzomet psil, a kli that has a cover that's mevatel d'shem pesach, is mevatel it takes away the shame of being in the avir of that place. There's a halacha of an oil b'toich oil. That means if a person's in an oil and they're surrounding him a bigger oil, he's in one oil where the bigger oil that's on top of the oil that he's in, taka has tumah inside that oil, he doesn't become tummy. The oil is choitzis, is matzul mipnei ha'oil. If you look at Perek Vav in Oholos, what's mavur over there is that an oil which is a kli, or an oil which needs a kli to prop it up, is not choitzitz mipnei ha'tumah. That means that the oil we don't see as stam an independent zach, we see it as shach to kelim, and then it has the din of a kli. And then it's not matzul midin oil. There's another mishnah over there in Perek Yud Beis that a tanur shel cheres arguably could be an oil. How big does something have to be an oil? A tefach rabbi tefach could be a very small oil. It doesn't have to be a big structure. A mamish, a minimal structure that's on the sides and above and has a tefach by a tefach. However, if it has the shem kli, it's not an oil. A tanur, if it's a dover that's nigmar malachtois, it has the shem of a kli, and then it's not an oil. If it's a tanur that's not a tanur chodesh, if it's a tanur, tanur chodesh is something that wasn't used yet, so it's not a kli, so male then has a shem oil. Tanur yoshon is nechshav a kli, it can be matzel midin oil, it has to be matzel midid tzomet psil. So now we're going to have in our Mishnah a tanur chodesh and a tanur yoshon that we'll put one side of the other, and we're going to have to see when the hatzolah works. Tanur yoshon, which is a tanur like we just explained, which is kvan nigma malachtoi, and it has a shame of a kli, so you need to come on to the din of stimas tzomet psil in order to be matzal mashu v'soichoi. B'toich ha-chodesh, it's inside a chodesh that doesn't have a shame kli, so it's an oil lahatzal minatumah, if it's covered, even without tzomet psil. Usrido, which we had before, is a flat piece of cheres, al pi ha-yoshon, it's on top of the yoshon, which is inside the chodesh. But it's not cemented down. It doesn't have a din of tzomet psil. So it's like this. Nital hayoshon usrida nefeles. If the yoshon that's in the chodosh fell, collapsed, and because of that, the piece of cheres that was sitting on top of the yoshon obviously fell off. The sides of the tanur platzed, and the srida fell down. So really, it can't be considered an oil. Remember that an oil doesn't have to be airtight. The oil means it's a different structure, and it's chaitzitz because it's considered in a different space. But the walls over here fell in, and the top memela is not a top because it fell down. So there's no oil on top of the tumah. So memela, whatever's inside, hakol tami. Vim lav, if the Tanu Yoshon was nitl mitachteo. That means that it's wider than just sitting on the edges of the Yoshon. So it was supported by the Chodosh, and the Chodosh is an oil. So mele, it's considered an oil in an oil because the Luach of Cheres, the Srido, could function with the sides as an oil. And it's an oil that blocks out what's outside of it, even though it's in the bigger oil, but the smaller oil is considered an oil for itself. Hakol tohor. The Rash has an arichos over here where he brings that since the Mishnah over here is in the 10th parak of Kelim, the Pasha says that we're not talking about dine oil. We're talking over here about tzomet psil. And we're talking about the yoshon, the chodesh, it's all tightly attached. And the yoshon fell in, but it's still tightly attached like they're the sides to the chodesh. And we're talking about mukav tzomet psil, so what does that have to do with whether the yoshon fell in, l'chor, it's still enclosed? He himself is matmi on this pshat. The Ravid also brings in Perek Chaval Tumas Meis Halacha test such a pshat. B'shem Ravi Yevoni. But the kasha we just asked the Rosh is kasha. The way we just said is the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ravid in Hasogos, and that's the way the Rav explains. Two Gishmak Amar Mekaymis from other areas in Torah that are negated to this definition. A Tanur, Chodosh, Yoshon, is it a Kli, is it only an oil, would have relevance. There's a din, a Kodeshita Beshamai, in the end of the first Perek in Shabbos, is that there's a Halach of Shvisas Kelim. Pashas, in the Rabbonon, Beshamai holds, that the same way a person's not allowed to work on Shabbos, and there's an Issa Deraisa also for a person's Behemoth to work on Shabbos, so there's also an Issa Deraisa for a person's Kli to be doing Malacha. Person's Kli is also a form of Ishvisa, Bittul Shvisa of the person. Kelov Shal Adam have a certain definition of him. However, a person's Karka L'moshel growing, that's not him working, that's the ground is producing. So Tanur, if it's an oil, it's just the structure. The structure is a lot of work. A person L'moshel would be allowed to have, even according to Beis Shammai, an air conditioner running on Shabbos, because the air conditioner is Mechubur to the house, and the house Mechubur L'Karka, it's not a Kli. So what would be the halacha of a tanur? Could you have a tanur going? You wouldn't be allowed to have wood with a kli functioning or refrigerator running. You wouldn't be allowed to have a bishama. Well, even that's debatable because maybe the fact that a refrigerator only works when it's plugged into the wall is mavatal the shame kli. That's negel, let's say, when you want to know tfilas kelim by something that's plugged into the wall. There is raid, there's a discussion that a Keurig, a coffee machine, any type, popcorn machine, any type of machine that only works plugged into the wall. Maybe that's Mavat L'Shem Kli. Vinishviya Tanur is a real discussion, the Rajba, in Shabbos, whether it would have Shvisas Kelim. That's one Gishmak in Maram Vakim. The other Maram Vakim is, there's a whole discussion, Lagabi, the idea of Kelim being Mekabal Toma. Oil is never Mekabal Toma. Oil is a structure. Structure is not Mekabal Toma. So one of the places where this has a discussion, where something is propped up, like we were just discussing, the Sarida is held up by the sides. Is it an oil? Is it not an oil? There's a discussion about a Tesefta and oilist. We're not learning oilist now, but we'll just be Mitzayin the Maramokim, where something is propped up, and does that give it a shame oil, the Gabi, the area underneath? And the Shaila would be, the Gabi Kabbalah's Tuma, the Gabi Maimid of Schach. It's a famous halacha that Schach has to be made from something that's not Mekabal Tumma. You can't put pieces of wood that could be Mekabal Tumma up for Schach, even though it's Gedulei Karka, but if it's Mekabal Tumma, it's possible for Schach. There's also Halacha Midrabbanon. It's not clear exactly how far this Halacha goes, famous discussion in Hilchos Sukkah, of Maimid, where there were Goyzer not to hold up the Schach with something that's Mekabal Tumma. The Shaila is, there's the Maimid that's attached structurally, but it's a piece of metal, let's say. So over there, the halacha is that it should be roi. It should be roi for schach. So you don't want to hold up the schach with wood. You want to hold up the schach. You don't want to hold up the schach with metal. You want to hold it up with wood because wood could be used. The shah is also the gabi kabbalah's tumma. If it's a shaykh to a kli or a shaykh to an oil, that's part of the discussion over there. Mishnah Ches. Lefosin is the mefoshim taich. Like pats. So the Rav says it's short for the word alphas. Alphas is like a frying pan. So they take out the aleph and it's pronounced Beloshna Mishnah Lefosin. Zubatech Zu. There are two pats or two frying pans. One is inside the other. This is Seisein Shavos. The sides that go up are equal height. Sheretz Bel Yoinu B'Tachtoinu. Sheretz is in the top one or the bottom one. He, the keder that has in it the sheretz tmeo, v'kula on the other parts tahoirois, because each kedera, the avir, is an avir benifrad, and each klicheres is not considered the toich of the other one. This is what's known the lashon of the mefarshim is kol asher yipol al toichoi, toichoi the avir is metame v'loy al toich toichoi. It's only when something is completely swallowed up by the entire ear space of a klicheres, then it's considered bit toichoi. But pats that are one inside another is only toichoi. Hoyu bekoines mashke. Koines mashke is the shear which is mevatel, the teres kli, because it's koines mashke, the mashke could come in. So the hole is in the kederu. Sheretz bel yoino, kulon tmeois, because it penetrates. It's all there. It's all part of the same kli. It's not tachtoichoi. It's a bitl on the same kli. But if it's betachtoino, he tmeo, the kulon, all the kederes that are above it, inside it, going up, tohirois, because the sheretz is only in the one that's tachtoino. Now, where the explanation over here is in order. Let's understand what's going on. There's a nekev. Let's, for argument's sake, say that there was a nekev in four frying pans stacked in each other. So the one on the bottom, we'll say with the nekev, we'll start off with this. The one with the nekev on the bottom still has the same kli. Why? Because a kedera, a frying pan, lefosin, is roi loichin lamashkim. It still retains the same kli until it's kemoitzizesim. So it has a shem kli, so the sheretz that's sitting in the bottom pot, the bottom frying pan, is metame the bottom frying pan. Now let's go up to the one before that. The one before that also has a hole. So what do you want to say? The kli itself, in the avir of a kli cheres, the one on the bottom, kelim don't become tame. Avir is not metame kelim, it's metame oichlin. The food inside the second one is yet tame, but not the kli itself. Oh my, what do you want to say? You want to say that since there's a hole in the one, in the second to the bottom one, which creates a hemshich between the airspace, and now the sheretz on the bottom is in the airspace of the one on top. So you're saying it's both of them and Hashem Kliv. It's both of them and Hashem Kliv, right? It's not Mekabal Tumah. So there's nothing there to be mitamid the second to bottom one with. And the Rav makes the cheshman and the Rav fiyazoit. In the first case in the Mishnah, with the sheretz v'alyoina, so you could look at the top kli that has a nekev as not a kli, that's considered in the ear space of the bottom one, and the top kli is not it's in the ear space of the bottom one. The top kli is not a does not choitz it. Hasheretz v'alyoina v'atachtoino idefes. Here's another case: the sheretz is in the top one, the bottom kedera overlaps the top one. So the avir of all the kederis are one avir. And memelahi v'hatachtoin etmeo. The middle one, not. The reason for that is clear. Heyois, the edges of the bottom one go up all the way to the top. So the top kli is in the ear space, or rather the sheret is in the same ear space as the bottom. The sheretz is in the top, but the sides of the bottom go all the way up, so it's in the airspace at the top. So it's the kli that it's bavir. It's not being mekabel tumah from the other kli. So the bottom is mekabel tumah. It's also in the airspace at the top. Obviously, it's in the top. So the top is tummy, but the middle one is a teich teichai. So it's not mekabel tumah. Last case, bel yoin, if the sheretz is in the top, v'atachtoi noi defes, this type of case, kol sheyesh b'mashke tefech tmeo. If there's mashke tefeach, so that would be called the mashke is bavir. The mashke is bemtzoyos. The mashke is definitely bavir of the tanu that's metame. And then the mashke has a din d'rabbanon that's metame the k'tera. Remember, the k'tera can't become tame from the tanu or the kli cheres that becomes tame because of toich, but it can become tame from mashke. That's exes mashke d'rabbanon. Now, the last line of the Rav is not so understandable. The Rav says, Hu adin, this chiddush of mashke tefeach, where there's the gzeres mashke, have a motel ashmini chiddush of mashke tefeach, pereshuk shashetz bayin of tachtein oidefes, v'yesh mashke. So, the truth of the matter is that the gifts, the way we have it in front of us, is taka the third and the fourth case are the same. Hashetz bayin of tachtein oidefes, and the sefer is al yoino v'tachtoino oidefes. Except the Mishnah adds that mashke tefeach. It's not a different case. It's this case, but we're adding the din of mashke tefeach. So kanira that the Rav had a different girsa. It's not clear what that girsa is. Maybe the girsa was hoel yoino v'hatachtoino oidefes. It wasn't one oidefes, it was both oidefes. So maybe it's a slightly different case, but the point is that in a chanami, the gzeras mashkin would be true by the case before that. The Rambam over here also has a little bit of a different shita. It doesn't sound fundamentally like a different shita, but in the first case of Sheretz Bel Yoino Kulon Tmeyois, where we said that the pshat over there is that when the Sheretz is Bekdera Al Yoino, So when it's nikev, we're machmir to see the kli hanokuv as ois kli, and then the sheretz is considered in the avir of everything. They're all nokuv, mela. They're in the ear space of all the kteros. So the way he cheshens it out, you really have a reason with that to be metaher the middle one, because at kama you want to consider it in the middle one because the upper one is nikev. So you're saying that a nekev that's kekoinis mashke calls it ois kli. If it's ois kli, then the middle one, them tzois, is also not the habitat of the sheretz. Sheretz is not there. Sheretz is in the bottom one. So mamad of shok. Either it's in the top or it's in the bottom, but it's not in the middle one. So the middle one would be tohor. You can't say kulan tmeis. The word kulan tmeis over here, the Rambam says, is that the oichlim shebekederetz are all tome. And this fits what we were talking about before. That the oichel could be tome, but the kederis themselves, how would it become tome? The oichel is because the oichel is in the ear space of the bottom one. So you consider it in the bottom one, then the oichel that's in all the kederis, that would yet be tome. But not the kederis themselves, because manavshach is not them tzoyz. And the truth of the matter is that this nekuda of manavshach, the middle one, is not tome, is based on that we're looking at the kekoinis mashke, this that we go l'chumra, is it a din vadai that we treat it? It's a kli l'kabolas tumah, but it's l'gabi koinis mashke. It's called a pesach and it needs a tzomet psil. Is that a din vadai? So we discussed this the end of Perek Tes, and what we had over there in the Rambam is that you could say m'manu shachutz midin sofik. And Kanira, that the Rav who's going to Shita the Rash, is going the way we explained over there, the Shita the Rash, that this Vada, it's taka two-sided. It's not a, it's a din b'teres Vadai. It's a din b'teres Vadai, so it's not Mamana Shach. Well, do you look at it this way, do you look at it that way? You look at it both. So Mamela, all of them could become Tomei, because you could look at the top one, Kekainis Mashke, but at the end of the day, you still have to be Machmir L'gabi Dem Tzoyis, that's in Dem Tzoyis, even if you don't look at it. Even if you look at it, that there's a Pesach in the Elyon, but it's still Bem Tzoyis. So Mela, all of them would become Tomei. Kanira, that would be the Hezber of the Machlaikas. Okay, we are Be'ezus Hashem finished the 10th Perek of Maseches Kelim, and Be'ezim, it's a momentous occasion. First of all, we're a third of the way through Maseches Kelim, it's Bechlal HaGreis achievement. But more than that, when you look at the Tosefta, the Mishnayis are called Bava Kama de Kelim, Bava Metzir and Bava Basur de Kelim. There's three Sha'orim, Bava Kama, Bava Metzir, Bava Basur. The same way in Maseches Nezikin, this is the way it's labeled, in Seder Nezikin, we have a Bava Kama, Bava Metzir, Bava Basur. So we give it that name over there, and it's each one is 10 prokin, but they're really three Sha'orim of Dine Momenes. And now we're finished the Dinim of Kli Cheres, that's the first Sha'ar, the Bava Kama of Maseches Kelim. Now, is that taka the way we look at it? There's three mesechtas, and then we can make a suddas mitzvah, and we finish the mesechta, v'chol ha-mestayev? That's a good question. There is support to look at it like three mesechtas. The interesting maramokim is that the kadmonim say that the reason why the word goin in Bavel, they call the god Lador, to Rosh Hashiva, was called goin, is because the word goin means the glory, the splendor of Klai Yisrael. The word goin is a gematria of 60, because he knew 60 mesechtas. And the question is, if you count up one by one the Mishnayis, where are the 60 mesechtas? And one of the pshatim that's suggested is reordering based on considering Bava Kama, Bava Metzir, Bava Basur, one mesechta, we're making Kelim to three mesechtas. Another cheshman is that if you cheshman the way we have it, three mesechtas in Seder Nezikin and over here one, so then there's 63 mesechtas. One of the shemois of the ways of writing out Yudke Vovke, Alpidus Svarim, is Bigamatri 63, so they bring that in tandem with that. There's another memra, which is the Mishnah finished off at the end of the Mesech, the Omer Rav Yosi, Ashrecho Kelim Shenichnasto Bitumo V'yotzoso V'tara. And L'chair, what it's going on the beginning of the Mesech and the end of the Mesech, which says Tor. We don't have that at the end of the Bava Kama of Kelim. So Kanira, That's all considered one Mishnayis, one Masechta from beginning of Perek Aleph until Perek Lamed. V'nishvi, Tfiloseinu, that we should have Siyat Deshmaya in the Bav Mitziah of Maseches Kelim going weiter, and we should fill our Kelim with Torah and with Tahara Bezes Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.